accredited by Guinness World Records, welcome to Archival Television Audio, Incorporated. A peerless TV soundtrack archive, preserving the audio from television's first three decades, the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the golden and silver age of television.
For more information, go to atvaudio.com.
45 years of the Rockford Files, revised, third edition. The complete history of the Rockford Files on television, now completely updated with more than 20 new interviews, additional photographs, and a whole lot more. 45 years of the Rockford Files, available now at rockford45.com, rockford45.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is John Barber, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
And now here's the star of our show, Hugh Downs.
We're talking to Hugh Downs, Emmy Award-winning newscaster, narrator, and the host or co-host of such diverse shows as The Today Show, The Tonight Show, 2020, Over Easy, Concentration, Not for Women Only, and Live from Lincoln Center. Hugh is spending some time with us, not only talking about his years on The Today Show and The Tonight Show, but also some of his other interests, which include classical music and musical composition. Hugh, you're talking how from a young man you had developed, you know, an interest in composing music, but I understand that it wasn't until, you know, many years into your broadcast career that you first went public with your gift for composition.
Yeah, it was. I didn't think they had that kind of thing that would make people stand on end and make people say, well, there's a composer, you know. I guess I was wrong then. Once it did go public, I didn't mind having people play whatever there was I had written that I wanted to play. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, as you know. I mean, I get royalty checks now from performances of mine, like from $70 to $280 a year, just from one small orchestras that play things that have been published and publicized. There's a little bit of a value there, but I can laugh when I think, how would I make a living writing classical music?
Well, fortunately, you didn't have to worry about that because you were busy doing many things for NBC Television. And in fact, Phil, I understand you have a clip of one of the first times the public became aware of Hugh's gift for musical composition by way of NBC.
So this is starting to date me, you, but I personally recorded you on the Merv Griffin Show, January 14th, 1963, and you get an opportunity to conduct the NBC Orchestra with your own musical composition, Sandwriting. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. In fact, I have a recording of it.
My question to you before we listen to a little rap is we do have a clip. Was that the first time that you ever had the opportunity to appear on TV doing your own composition? And was that also the last time?
Maybe. I can't really remember now of doing another one. That may be it.
That was a wonderful moment.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful moment, and we're going to listen to that wonderful moment right now. Hugh Downs conducting his original composition, Sandwriting, on the Merv Griffin Show, January 14th, 1963.
Today, television first. I'm happy about it. Hugh was very nervous about it. But some time ago when I used to do Play Your Hunch, Hugh came on one day to present a problem to the panel. Which one of these three songs did he write? And that was the first time that I ever knew that Hugh Downs was a composer. And I wondered what it would be like, the melody, the composition, and it was beautiful, Hugh.
Thank you.
So today he adds another laurel to his career. He's going to conduct the NBC Orchestra.
And the same thing, I am nervous. I'm not just kidding, because I never did that before. This morning I tried it to rehearse. But I found that unlike when you conduct records, you don't... You follow the records, but these guys follow you. And if you start to slow down, they slow down. And the whole thing kind of unravels, you know.
All right, do you want to go to the podium?
I'll try it.
We provided the podium for you.
This thing's a kind of a fragile mood piece based on a desert theme called Sand Writing. And I hope I don't truncate the mood, because I'm going to try to keep it up, but it should come off.
It better, because we have, at great expense, 8 violins
I
today.
That. Yeah, it's great. It sounds marvelous.
Okay. And that's a hunk of money for some sand writing, Hugh. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished conductor, Hugh Downs, to conduct his own composition, Sand Writing.
Hugh Downs conducting the NBC Orchestra, his original composition, Sand Writing, as heard on the Merv Griffin Show, broadcast January 14th, 1963, audio courtesy of our friend Phil Grace. Hugh, in the clip we heard you admitting to Merv you're nervous about, you know, playing it for the first time. Do you recall whether he kind of sprung that on you? Did he give you an idea, okay, Hugh, this is what we're going to do when you come on tonight?
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, to tell you the truth. I did not know that they were going to do that. That was a thrill, particularly when I was asked to conduct. I don't think of myself much as a conductor, really. I've sat there when somebody else conducted music that I wrote, and that's fine. They're a great thrill for me. But to be asked to conduct it is a shocker to me.
Well, yeah, but it sounds like you rose to the occasion and you handled yourself with aplomb, as they say.
Well, that's good of you to say. I hope I tried to do that.
Yeah.
But I think the surprise was that I was asked to do the conducting. You know, very often conductors are not good conductors of their own music. It's true of Eric Copland. It was true of Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky was a magnificent composer, but he was not a good conductor, and neither was Aaron Copland a good conductor of his own works, anyway.
Does that have to do with objectivity, you know, that you're not always as objective about your own work as you would if you're conducting somebody else's?
Yeah, because you're doing two things at the same time. Mm-hmm. If you're conducting your own work, you're concerned about the work, which is proper. And then you're concerned about the orchestra and how you're leading it, which is so that you're really wearing two hats at the same time. Some people can do it, but some can't.
Well, speaking of wearing two hats, you wore at one point when you were at NBC, you wore, if I have the chronology correct, when you did Concentration, when you started doing Concentration, you were doing the Parr Show at night. And then when you finished doing Concentration, you did the Today Show in the morning. Is that correct?
You're right. At one point, I was doing all three on the same day. I look back now, and that was a fairly short time. But I look back and wonder not only how I did it, but why I did it. I could have just given one up, but I guess I was a hog for work. And I enjoyed myself doing that. I shudder to think of trying it now.
Well, maybe somehow in the back of your mind, Hugh, you knew that Regis Philbin was going to be breathing down your neck for the total number of hours on television, so you wanted to clock as many as you could.
Could have been that.
One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner, broken down heating system, broken down washer dryer, broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, You can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.